This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The National Hurricane Center is predicting that Dorian will build into an extremely dangerous storm as it sucks up the warm Atlantic waters over the next 3 days. The storm could slam into southeastern Florida early Monday as a Category 4 hurricane with winds of at least 209 kilometers per hour. Ken Graham is the director of the National Hurricane Center.
Slow is never our friend. So what that means is you'll have a longer period of time where you can get some of those hurricane force winds, a longer period of time that you can get the rainfall, torrential rainfall, and a longer period of time that you can have that onshore flow on the right-hand side of that storm.
Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for the entire state of Florida. Residents along the Atlantic coast have been told to stand by for possible evacuation. They're filling their gas tanks and stocking up on food, water, and emergency supplies. U.S. President Donald Trump has decided to cancel his trip to Poland to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the start of the Second World War, as VOA's Steve Herman reports from the White House.
Trump, at the start of a White House Rose Garden event for the reestablishment of the U.S. Space Command, announced Vice President Mike Pence will take his place in Warsaw for the ceremony. The president says he wants to stay here to ensure all federal resources are focused on Hurricane Dorian, which is approaching Florida.
It's something very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
In Poland, Trump was to speak at the commemoration and hold meetings with several of the 40 other leaders who will be attending. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Justice Department's Inspector General said Thursday that former FBI Director James Comey broke Bureau rules in his handling of memos that documented private conversations he had with President Trump. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The watchdog's office says Comey violated policies by giving one of the memos to a friend and telling them to share the contents with a New York Times reporter. Comey has said he wanted to make the details public in hopes of getting a special counsel appointed to lead the FBI's Trump campaign and Russia probe. Bob Mueller was appointed a day after the story broke. The Inspector General's office says Comey was not allowed to disclose sensitive information to get a personally desired outcome, though it notes the material was not classified. It's already said it will not prosecute Comey in this case. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The British government is insisting that there is still plenty of time for debate after Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament for more than a month, just weeks ahead of the Brexit deadline. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Outside Britain's Parliament, they're calling it a coup. But on Thursday, the government remained defiant after Prime Minister Boris Johnson ordered the suspension of Parliament for more than a month before Brexit.
And there are many of you.
That move limits the time opponent lawmakers have to derail a no-deal Brexit, which business groups fear will cause widespread economic disruption. But pro-Brexit cabinet minister Jacob Rees-Mogg says the anger from Johnson's opponents is not about a no deal. He says there's still plenty of time to debate Brexit, even though Johnson's decision will see Parliament closed from as early as September the 9th until October the 14th. The UK is due to leave the European Union with or without a deal on October the 31st.
That's David Doyle of Reuters. A top EU diplomat says the Iran nuclear agreement must not be sacrificed as the U.S. tries to work out a new deal with Tehran. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
President Donald Trump says there's a really good chance he can meet Iranian President Hassan Rouhani soon, but Rouhani wants U.S. sanctions lifted first. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says that if complementary work can be done that respects the nuclear deal, the EU will always be there to accompany and support this approach. Tensions have risen sharply between Washington and Tehran since Trump unilaterally pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear agreement last year. The U.S. sanctions have largely blocked Tehran from selling crude abroad, a crucial source of hard currency for the country. I'm Zaria Shakli.
On Wall Street, optimism about the U.S.-China trade talks sent stock prices higher, with all three major indices closing up more than 1%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.